Mecklenburg County has opened registration for next year's free public pre-kindergarten classes, and some families making six-figure incomes are eligible. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms has more about a local push for universal pre-K.
If you think of public preschool as free child care for the poor, you're behind the times, at least in Mecklenburg County. These four-year-olds are enrolled in MEC Pre-K at Cadence Academy in North Charlotte, where county leaders gathered recently to launch enrollment for the coming school year. 2 years ago, Mecklenburg County commissioners agreed to spend millions of dollars on a six-year plan for universal pre-kindergarten, eventually open to anyone who wants to take part. When it started, a family of four could earn up to $55,200 a year to qualify. Next year, that will be up to $103,000. And if all goes as planned, there will be no limit the following year. This year, the county is spending $15.8 million to serve more than 1,200 four-year-olds. The plan calls for another $8 to $10 million added to the coming year's budget to pay for about 650 more slots. The county spends about 35% of its budget on K-12 education. County Manager Dina DiOrio says it only makes sense to make sure children are ready to succeed when they get there.
The Board of County Commissioners believes this is an investment that has a long-term payoff for the community.
Mind you, the county's not waiting until these kids grow up to reap benefits. Cadence is among 37 four- and five-star child care centers participating across the county. In exchange for the influx of four-year-olds and public money, those centers agree to hire teachers with qualifications comparable to Charlotte Mecklenburg schools.
All of our teachers are bachelor degree teachers. They all have their birth to kindergarten license, and we have teachers' assistants in those classrooms as well.
MEC Pre-K centers also pay those teachers on the CMS scale, which starts at just over $41,000 a year. So the immediate economic benefits include parents who can afford to work, locally owned centers that get a boost, and teachers who make a lot more than traditionally underpaid child care staff.
We know it's good for kids. We know it's good for families. We know it's good for economic opportunity.
The county isn't the only government body offering pre-K. CMS has Bright Beginnings, which screens children based on skills. The state offers an income-based program similar to MEC Pre-K, but its cutoff for a family of four is $52,500. The three programs combined serve almost 6,000 four-year-olds, just over half the population. DiOrio says the goal in 6 years is to enroll 80%, which would require about 3,600 more slots. Unlike public kindergarten, public pre-K is not mandatory, so officials estimate about 20% of families will want to keep their kids at home or enroll them in different programs.
We're trying to make sure that by year six, we have 9,600 slots for children who want to participate. And of course, demand will continue to determine how much we scale up.
To be eligible next year, children must turn four by August 31st. For details about registration, go to mecprek.org. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.